We've spoken about in past episodes about how difficult the implementation of the laws of Adam Zomerman can be, and how surprising as a principle it can be, and especially it seems to come across excessively harsh. If somebody's offense is lying, it seems harsh to put them to death at maximum. And in this episode, we learn that the Mishnah actually remembers this was controversial even in the Second Temple period among the Tzedukim, the Sadducees, who had a different opinion as to when the Edom Zomerman laws could be implemented. They had a different opinion than the Mishnah, which seems to have in its purpose in order to reduce the harshness of the law. But I do want to point out that this discussion seems to rely on the end of the section of the Psukim, which we didn't read in episode one when I went through the Psukim, where it really sort of drills down the harshness of the law. So, Vasitem lo kasher zaman lasot achiv, you do to the lying witness what they scheme to do to their fellow, uviyatahar mikubecha, and you will remove evil from your midst. Vanisharim yishma uviyirau, the rest will hear and be afraid, velo yosifu lasot od, and they won't do it again, kadavar hara hazeh bikubecha, such a bad thing in your midst. Velo tachos einecha, and you should not have pity, it gets even stronger. Nefesh benefesh, life for life, ayin ba'ayin, eye for eye, shein b'shein, tooth for tooth, yad b'yad, hand for hand, regel b'ragel, foot for foot. In other places, this principle of nefesh tachat nefesh, which appears in two different places in Shmot and Vayikra, it means that the punishment should fit the crime. But here, nefesh b'nefesh, shein b'shein, etc., ayin b'ayin, it seems to mean exactly the opposite, which is that the punishment of this law is excessively harsh deliberately. Because, as we spoke about before, the system so relies on the testimony of eyewitnesses that scheming witnesses are potentially a huge destabilizing factor to the system. So in order to try to remove that factor as much as possible, the law tries to be excessively harsh in order to avoid this. And one way in which the law could be excessively harsh is that you could end up with a situation, at least according to the Mishnah, where the Edom Zomamin are put to death for trying to get somebody executed. But in fact, that guy, Ploni, the Nidon, is still walking around. Nothing actually happened, because the Edom Zomamin were discovered before the case closed. Nothing actually happened to Ploni, to the Nidon. He's still alive. So you end up putting people to death for something that never happened, for just something that they tried to do. And that seems excessively harsh, though as I said, the Psukim seem to make that point, which is that it's supposed to be harsh. But nonetheless, even so, the Tzedukim, the Sadducees, thought that it was too harsh and tried to limit the application of the law. According to the Mishnah, this is what it says. Ein ha'edim ha'zomin nehargin ad shigamer hadin. The Edom Zomamin cannot be executed until the case is closed, until the judgment is finished. It sounds like that's going to be a maximum, a latest amount of time, but actually, this is the earliest time to declare Edom Zomamin, as will become clear as the Mishnah continues. Dehai ha'tzedukim omrim, because, behold, the Sadducees say, ad shiyihareg, you cannot implement the laws of Edom Zomamin and execute the scheming witnesses who tried to get somebody executed until the Nidon is actually executed himself. This is a way to make the law a little less harsh, because now somebody actually died because of them, and now they deserve death. They actually murdered somebody. They didn't even just try to murder somebody. They actually succeeded in murdering somebody. And now the Edom Zomamin law steps in and rights the justice, executes the people who murdered somebody else. Shene'emar, nefesh tachat nefesh. As it said, life in place of life. Notice the tachat here, they seem to be quoting Shmot or Vayikra and not quoting Dvarim, Parashat Shoftim, which says nefesh benefesh. It's hard to know whether this is intentional or not. It might actually just be a mistake, or some versions of this tradition do read nefesh benefesh, but that could also be a fix, sort of a harmonistic scribe trying to solve the problem, which seems to be here, which is that he's quoting from the wrong section. They should be quoting nefesh benefesh, not nefesh tachat nefesh. Or possibly what they're doing is they're reading the proportionality, which appears in Shmot and Vayikra, that the punishment should fit the crime. They're saying that should also apply when it says nefesh benefesh in our case, that you should also have a proportional response and not an over-the-top response, which is what the Mishnah is going to suggest is the correct rule. Amru lahem chachamim, but sages said to them, Ba'alo kvar ne'amar, ba'asitem lo kasher zamam lasot lachiv. But it already said, you do to the scheming witness just what he schemed to do to his fellow, which makes it sound like his fellow, Bahari Achiv Kayam, and therefore his fellow is still alive. It's not something that he did to his dead fellow. Somebody who did to his fellow should still be there. V'im Kain, Lama Ne'emar, Nefesh Tachat Nefesh. Okay, so if it's true that the Nidon could still be alive when the Edom Zomamin are declared, then what does it mean when it says Nefesh Tachat Nefesh? It means, Yachol Misha Shekiblu Edutan Yehergu, Could it be that you might kill the Edom Zomamin even before the case is closed, but their testimony has been accepted by the judges? Could it be you would kill them then? Tamud Lomar, that's why the verse says, Nefesh Tachat Nafe. You have to wait until a life is actually on the line. The only time a life is actually on the line is, Ha Eina Neheragin Aji Gamer Hadin. Therefore, they are not executed until a life is on the line, which is after the case is closed. In other words, the person is about to be on the way to get executed. That's when the Edom Zomamin can be declared. That's the earliest time the Edom Zomamin can be declared. So the Chachamim try to sort of toe the line between the Tzukim's point that the verses say Nefesh Tachat Nafesh, so there should be a Nefesh on the line, and also the point that the Edom Zomamin laws are supposed to be harsh and supposed to not be proportional. That's actually their purpose. And so what they say is they find a middle ground, which is when a life is on the line but hasn't actually been taken, which is the part after the case is closed, after the judges have decided, yes, Ploni is going to be executed, but before he's actually executed. Now, the way this Mishnah is understood in the Gemara, in the Talmud, is that this is the total limit of when an Edom Zomamin can be declared. It is between Gemar Din, between the end of the court case, and the execution. And after the execution, you can no longer declare Edom Zomamin. That is definitely a possible reading of this Mishnah. And there's a paper by a famous Talmud scholar, Shama Friedman, where he discusses this reading of the Mishnah, but he also points out that nowhere does this Mishnah say that the maximum end time is execution. It doesn't give the end time, it just gives the earliest time, the start time, which is Gemar Din, which is the close of the case. It doesn't actually exclude, at least not explicitly, the possibility that the Nidon might be executed, and nonetheless the Edom Zomamin are still declared. The dispute between the Tzukim and the Chachamim here is not whether the Edom Zomamin can be executed after the Nidon is executed. The only dispute is, can the Edom Zomamin be executed from the point that the case is closed before the Nidon is executed? Chachamim say yes, and the Tzukim say no. That seems to me to be the correct reading of the Mishnah, though you can also read Shama Friedman's paper about this, where he suggests that the other reading of the Mishnah is not as absurd as it sounds at first blush. Next episode, we'll move on to Mishnah Zion, where we'll discuss the concept of two witnesses and various midrashim on that idea.